Blog Talk Radio.
Unchained, all that, where I talk about anything, what I want to. This is my platform. I do what I want to do. I used to, back in the day, a couple months ago, I used to do this platform, but had to fall back a second, doing some moving around. Nigga had to get settled in this new space. Now I'm settled, and I'm ready to go. You know what I mean? I'm ready to talk about whatever. You know what I mean? My switchboard is acting crazy right now, but we still going to power through this because that's what I do. I power through shit. You know what I'm saying? Pause button. You know what I mean? I was going to do some political type shit, you know, about the Oklahoma City bombing tapes. And if you just don't know really about that shit, you have to Google a guy named Alex Jones and just put in Oklahoma City bombings after that, and you'll see what it is. But the gist of it is this. Timothy McVeigh might be exonerated from the bombings if those tapes come out, if or into things of conspiracy, or if you just, it's not really conspiracy, it's conspira-fact. If you want to go into things of that nature, just look up the whole Timothy McVeigh situation, and you will see that that crazy white boy by himself did not do that, because you cannot do a truck bomb and just blow up a whole shit. The building blew in. The building blew out, not in. So if you really know, I mean, I think your people are smart enough. I think my audience is smart enough to know that a building, if it blows out, a truck bomb can't really do that. Okay. So, boom. And, oh, shit. How about Citigroup? Citigroup or your Citibank pay a record fucking $7 billion fine misleading the people about mortgage securities? What the fuck did they do? Did they get y'all people to buy into that shit? And that's in Cali. Did your people buy into all the bullshit that Obama laid out there for you? And somebody has to, you know, put me on with this whole, I'm not a guy to follow sports like that, but somebody has to put me on with this whole LeBron James shit. Nigga, the computer's acting crazy right now, but we're going to power through it. Everything is stupid, but we're still going to power through it. The fucking economy is falling. The fucking price of the dollar is going down. And here y'all motherfuckers is worried about policing LeBron James' pockets and knowing what the fuck he's going to. And I just want to tell Miami Heat fans, Miami Heat fans, swallow battery acid. Your fucking team is done. It's done. D-Wade is hurt ass, needs to retire. But who gives a fuck? Your team's done. You won't be talking all that bullshit on Facebook next year. I'm just winging it right now because I got my fucking notes. My motherfucking board is acting crazy. But it's all to the good. I do this. I'm built for this. I'm cut for this. And this is what I do. I want to talk about the people that give this runner around here giving a fuck about soccer. Like, give a shit. Motherfuckers is running around with Argentina shirts on and shit. Acting like they from Germany. Brazil lost, motherfuckers. Take the shirt off. The long look Ryan shotgun with me. He's in there. Crazy. Oh, I will. Once the board gets up and cracking, I will discuss. I have to give you hip-hop 101. There's a lot of things going on out there on the streets. A lot of people going back and forth. I have to give you hip-hop 101 to let y'all know what this shit is really, really, really all about. I'll give you a real quick crash course session. Hip-hop has always been competitive, whether we like it or not. I don't like the competitive spirit in it, but it's always been competitive. These young brothers are gladiators. They're Spartans in their own right. And everybody feels that they bring the heat. Fucking line to where somebody might have to get their motherfucking head crack about this music. You know, let the guns ring out. About a fucking rap song. Where's it end? Is somebody going to be up under the fucking viaduct, dead and stinking, about 16 bars? To the ladies out there, shout out to my man for giving me this. Do not negotiate with terrorists. I'm going to say it again. Do not negotiate with terrorists. And when I mean terrorists, I'm not talking about no type of Osama bin Laden I'm not talking about no fucking dude with some type of pipe bomb on him. I'm talking about your ex-boyfriend. But the bell's whack. But your ladies, you fuck around, you negotiate. You don't put a price on your pussy. You make deals with these dudes. You fuck around and you have a boyfriend. He's your man, then you negotiate later, and he becomes your creep. Then you want him to act like your boyfriend. I have to say respectfully, bitch, kill yourself. Price on your shit, and you set the bar, and it's supposed to be the bar right here. Don't lower your shit and then lower it and act like you're going to raise the price on the shit, if you can get what I'm saying. You want to run around, want to fight motherfuckers, want to break motherfuckers' shit up and shit, because you fucked up. That's on you, baby girl. Don't talk about that. My board is acting crazy right now. I can't get my shit up. I can't get the sound effects. I can't get to do what I do, but I'll still power through it. This is what I do. Hold on real quick, people. Somebody's sending me some type of fucking text message. They don't know I'm doing a fucking show. Probably some fucking Brian Winston type of fucking email. Oh. That's even better. Let's talk about these people. I already said this before. If everybody knows me, I'm a talker. I'm not a texter. You see, I'm flowing right now, and I'm really actually talking about 11 people right now. Shout out to 11 people listening to me right now. But I'd rather every fucking shit gets lost in fucking translation. And people don't know how to fucking spell. They don't utilize this fucking spell check that's given to you for free on your phone. People spell when. When are you coming? W-I-N. I'm thinking that we're running some type of race. When I'm thinking I'm supposed to be there. You get what I'm saying? I don't like it. Set your test game up, people. If you do it, I'd rather talk. And you got some fucking Hollywood people that don't want to ask. And only fucking don't call me. I only want to talk to you on some text message shit. Kill yourself. I don't know what's going on. I don't even know if I'm live again because my shit is crashing down. But like I said before, we're going to power through it. I want to talk about this Oklahoma City bombing thing for 1 second, because you got to understand, people, a lot of laws, a lot of the shit that we're going through today, these checkpoints and all that, was on the strength of that. There was no such thing as the ATF. Or no, Homeland Security or anything like that before 9/11. There was no more. I think I might have to do my research, but I'm pretty sure there was Waco. There was no such thing as the ATF before Waco. David Koresh, supposedly some type of, came in here with tanks, shooting the place up with women and children, because he supposedly did something. Did you people see that? To the young audience out there, Google Waco and see, and you go with the Oklahoma City bombings, and you'll see something fishy. I don't want. You do it yourself. I can't even do anything right now. But we are, like I keep on saying it, we're going to power through it. Nigga sitting here on his beach chair on his back porch watching the birds fly, breaking off bread to feed the birds. Got that drink in my cup. Wait to talk some shit for a second. Just for a little bit. Might not go that long, as long as I wanted to. Because my board is fucking up. Yeah. But do that research for me, please. Hopefully somebody can, with some type of Facebook friend or Twitter friend or whatever the fucking social network we get at each other. And hopefully we can go in about that. Except something you guys need to know about. Then that's real talk. But let's just go back to the lowest forms of society. Let's talk about anything. Anything. But let's bring it back. Excuse me, because this is not lowest form of society. It's something I'm passionate about. I'm passionate about these young Spartans. These young guys gripping that motherfucking microphone, trying to come up, trying to do their thing. And shit seems like it's going to get fucked up. Everybody seems like they want to be number one. And I have to say respectfully, excuse me, you will never be number one. Because there's other MCs out there that think they're number one. That you guys don't know how to respect each other's space. To say, you have to respect a motherfucker the way they feel. If a motherfucker sold more units, then you respect them. Just because you may have more street cred than him, then you got to respect that. You got to start respecting motherfuckers' hustles. Because everybody's respecting yours. I'm not saying that everybody got to hold hands and sing Kumbaya, but this shit is getting fucking ridiculous, man. Shout out to the homies down there trying to make a difference. The homie Jameer, Ramon, all the homies down there, Jake, Jack, and the rest of the crew trying to make a difference. These niggas is acting crazy about some 16 bars right now. Emulating that shit. Especially to my new kin homies, because y'all could be, like, I always say this, like fucking Houston. Like, remember when fucking Paul Wall and all them niggas came out and shit, and everybody had them, Mike Jones and all them niggas? Y'all could be that. Dissing each other, talking shit, and respectfully over nigger pennies. No real money. Nobody's really doing anything. Everybody's demanding their own respectable space. There's no need to shit on anybody to get your shit hot. You know what you gotta do? You're a fucking rapper. Make a hot song, my nigga. That's how you get noticed. You don't get noticed by talking down on another motherfucker. You get noticed by, you're a rapper. That's what you do. You make a good song. That's how you get noticed. You don't get noticed by talking shit. Okay, let me give you an analogy. Okay, if I fucking set myself on fire right now, I'll get some attention real quick. Real quick. But where does that leave me? Fucked in a game because there's no long run in it. You're hot right now. You get a little bit of attention for that little bit of shit right now, but you're only hot in the fact that you got to come out with some music, my brothers. And not to say none of y'all shit ain't hot. I'm jamming y'all niggas shit. But you don't go back and forth with each other and do little fuckery on these social networks and shit like that, because we are better than that. I have nothing to do with that. I have no horse picked in any race. I want to see everybody prosper. You know me. You know how I roll. I miss the Hip Hop Tuesday. Me and my nigga I Shine used to come out there and grind the mics with me. I used to let anybody on the motherfucking stage and do their motherfucking thing. So don't, you can't even say anything about Smoke Dog about putting it down about this motherfucking rap shit. I ain't trying to talk all tough. I'm not trying to be all gangster. But everybody knows. Nigga, I'm the type of nigga that I don't even motherfuck. Niggas give me free merch because they know I'm going to put on for them. They know what I do. I get free. Niggas give me free t-shirts. I ain't bought a t-shirt in years, man. Because niggas know I'm going to go out there and rep them. But I don't like what's going on in this state, this new state, what's going on, man. We can, like, as far as the street shit, I don't know nothing about that shit. I'm only talking about the music. The music on how people, like I said, everybody ain't meant to get along. Everybody ain't supposed to get along. Actually, if you ain't got in an argument with a nigga in about a year and a half, you just a whole ass nigga to me. You gonna have to argue with somebody. You gonna have to argue. Like, you cannot be a man and not get into an argument with somebody. Let's be clear. But I respect a lot of these brothers, and I like to call them young gladiators, because them niggas is out there grinding for theirs, out there doing it, putting in the work, putting themselves on the line, putting their necks on the line. People can get up there and talk shit about them, about their music, all that, but they're putting themselves out there, and you have to respect all the MCs to do that. If we get to a point to where the motherfucker about to get toe tagged about 16 bars, then we have to say, hold on. And say, let's talk for a second. And let's bring this back in perspective. Now, as far as some street shit, we don't know nothing about that. And I'm not qualified to speak on that. I won't speak on that. I can only speak on the music. And I can say, as a fucking supporter that jams everybody's music, I don't like the state of what's going on with all this bullshit. Especially with certain individuals. I was in the studio together with certain individuals. And everything was all extra smiley. Everything was all cool. And they see certain people go at each other, it kind of fucks me up a little bit. Because I seen a movement going on. I was in that basement. I seen the big homies shooting videos and mixing shit down at the same time. I seen a whole movement. I seen a movement. I was just sitting there watching. Like, I see something popping right now. And to see what's going on right now, it fucks me up. It really does. And I wish, and I shot some texts out to people to get them on the line, and I wish I can take some calls right now, but I cannot see who's calling. I cannot do anything right now. But now I'm just gonna go there right now. I'm just going to go there because I know there's some supporters out there that feel the same way. You want to see these individuals all together, all on the stage at one time, doing the damn thing, unity in the community like it's supposed to be, support your own and play your own, the slogan from way back in the day. Niggas can't call each other no more. Niggas can't call each other no more. Why is every fucking move that everybody makes going to be on some type of fucking social network? Yo, anytime you make a move, yo, I'm here at the bar stool. I'm sitting at the bar. Dairy Queen eating a cone with such and such and such. This social networking shit is a double-edged sword, people. It's how you use it. It's how you use it. Tell everybody every all your fucking moves. You don't have to do that. You know what I'm saying? You don't got to do it all that. What happens to just enjoying the moment with you and your peoples? Or if you have an argument, you call that individual and you tell them your grievances. A lot of times niggas do be on the fuckery. They won't answer their phone calls. You don't do that. Especially, you cannot sit there and call somebody a bitch-ass nigga, a hoe-ass nigga, a fuckboy, and all the little fucking shit that y'all use to fucking put each other down. That now, how come he wasn't that when you start fucking with him? If you knew he was that, if he's a fuckboy now, why is he a fuckboy now? You know what I mean? And I'm not throwing no shots at nobody. This is across the board. Like, I felt that shit about 50 Cent in Game. Like, hold on. How you gonna call him a bitch ass nigga now? If you already know you're supposed to be some type of King Street nigga. If you know he's a bitch ass nigga, then why'd you even sign the nigga? Am I right? We read that shit. If you some type of, you say, nigga, I ain't fucking with that nigga. Nah, I'm not fucking with that nigga. That nigga's a bitch-ass nigga. So, when I see individuals, you be like, no, I know that the fact that you, I know that you don't think that he's a bitch-ass nigga, and vice versa. You gotta just heed it. And niggas need to sit down and call each other and shoot some type of marbles and talk like, geez, because what can't y'all say to each other's faces that what y'all ain't going to say on fuck Facebook? And this is another thing I would like to bring back. The face-to-face battle. Bring back the face-to-face battle. Fuck all this making record shit, throwing shots at each other on record. Bring back the face-to-face battle. To where you get what you can't say to a motherfucker's face, which you can't say on record. Meet somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Meet in the back of the projects in 4th and 5th. Go face to face, battle. 3 bars apiece. You know what I'm saying? Three lines apiece, face to face. Go at it. And to the loser, you gotta sponsor a cookout and feed the babies and feed the hood and feed the project. Cookout's on you, my nigga. What? And what's wrong with that? You lost and you giving back. It's still a win-win. Coming out, I'm still spazzing. I told you I got that drink in my cup. And you don't know what it is, neither. Yes, I will tell y'all. It is pink Moscato. Yeah, that's the idea. Face-to-face battles. Face-to-face battles. I'll link up with the homie Twan Money down there. homie Chris Martin, Mike Martin, or the whole crew, face-to-face battles in the back of the projects. Take it down to Lower Arnold, wherever, face-to-face battles, and the loser got to sponsor a cookout. Take it out to Lincoln Beach. That's what we're talking about. Without all the violence, leave your guns at home. If you get your ass handed to you, pause button, you lose, and you lose. That's battle rap. And front the people that want to see these brothers actually really go out there. I'm talking about everybody across the board. They want to see these brothers go out there and hurt themselves or kill themselves about this rap shit and not really checking to just see who's the hottest lyricist. Motherfuck you. Because you're one of the problems with this shit. You're not looking at the music. You're not listening to the music. You're listening, you're seeing to who's going to shoot who first. And this is not what we're all about. You're not listening to the homie. Okay, let's name drop because I want just people to listen and see these guys' music. You're not listening to the homie I Shine, the homie T Grizz, the homie Famous Cook, the homie Greg, the homie Young Quizzle, to see if they're who's better skilled. The homie Cannonball Chris, Crush Money, Black Noise, the whole movement, then the whole NK movement and Grip City, all that shit. Anybody that I fuck with, anybody, it's no. You start listening to who sees who's the hottest. Juan San Diego, Sarita, you know, other. You start listening to see who's the hottest MC. You're listening to see who's going to crack a motherfucker's head first. And I say motherfuck y'all to the people that want to do that. Because these brothers out here is trying to make it, and sometimes just getting their niggas' ears, niggas be in the bar kind of saucy and shit, and but, you know, I think this nigga said a subliminal about you. Meanwhile, the nigga ain't even thinking about you. You all saucy. You go to the lab, motherfucker, make a diss song. Nigga, fuck you. Nigga, suck a dick. Nigga, fuck you. Nigga, suck a dick. Nigga ain't even thinking about you. Meanwhile, the nigga probably live about 4 or 5 blocks away from you, and you just use your Facebook shit for everything else, and you can call the nigga, and y'all can get that shit squashed that quick. Because it's usually not really the MCs. It's usually the outside people that's putting this shit in these MCs' ears. You know what I mean? And they feel as though they have to go ahead and respond. Following me? All these brothers is out here trying to make it, people. A lot of these brothers sadly emulate what's going on in the industry right now. They feel as though it takes beef. They got to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm waiting for the next fucking sex. I'm waiting for these niggas to come out with a sex tape. Because they feel as though that's what they need to get on. No, my brothers, what you need to get on is to make good songs. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. No fucking beefs. No fucking sex tapes. Fuck it. Even if you got a t-shirt game. It doesn't matter if you ain't got no music behind that. Now, if you want to sell garments, sell garments. Make that your hustle. But if you're trying to come up with some type of T-shirt to generate some type of buzz behind your movement, you got to make a hot song, my nigga. You got to make a hot song. That's it. None of all this little trinkets and shit. niggas be trying to do, that ain't going to work. You have to make a hot song. Because I can really say some shit, and just being objective here, anybody that's talking shit, we can say, like, what is their song? What do we know you from? What are you known for? A lot of guys have their song. I can't take that from them. But there's a lot of guys that try to get in this little beef shit, and they don't have a song. They don't even have a song. We didn't even, my nigga, we didn't even know you rapped. I don't know, we're making diss songs about established niggas that have been putting in their work. Nigga, we didn't even know you rapped. And they get their likes up or whatever their fucking likes and comments up about talking about an established artist that been doing their shit for years. For years. And I also, while I'm here, I want to say a special shout out to the homie T-Grizz for bringing that award home back to the NKP. And my nigga Ashon for being number one on Reverb Nation, doing the damn thing. Everybody down there, Quizzle, put his shit out. He's number one. I think he's number one on fucking that piff. Like, this is what we're talking about. Guys is putting in that work. G Money, the rest of them got this. Them guys be putting in that work. Respect these artists, people. I just don't like that. No, my niggas, this is not how we supposed to be moving in 2014. And people might say, yo, who the fuck are you to say that? Listen, do your research. I've always supported my local artists, always. I'm the first nigga, you know, not to be on no vanity-driven shit. I'm the first nigga that had a mixtape with everybody on the hood. And guess how many times I was on it? It was like, it was a double CD. I was on a song. I was on a CD only once, putting everybody on. And then my nigga Ashon picked up the torch and did the same thing, known for putting niggas on. And not, you know, not on no fucking record there, but just giving niggas a look. Hip Hop Tuesday. I wish you could Google that. But do your research. It was nothing but that. Let niggas go. Let niggas rap. Let niggas grind out the motherfucking microphone. Everybody's trying to be the first. You're not going to be that. You're not going to be that. Like, why don't you all just kick in the fucking door like them Houston niggas did? Kicking the door. Check with my engineer. I had to check with my engineer to see if I was on. Don't know how to walk this fucking shit just yet. But kicking the door yourselves. Get together. Everybody ain't got to make songs together and da-da-da-da and do all this type of shit and make some type of anthem. Yo, we, you know, we unity, community, you don't got to do all that. But everybody just make hot, make fucking hot songs. Put that shit out there, man. This shit is a fucking grind, especially everybody's on an independent hustle. Hopefully y'all are. If them niggas are still looking for your deals, you're dumb because there's no such thing as a record industry anymore. Everything's independent. You have to generate, attention to yourself. You have to put up your own money. You have to have your own capital and put it up. Unless you want a slave nigger deal. A lot of young niggas will take that slave nigger deal. You'll take it. I was talking to my homie the other day. he's watching them Illuminati videos and how these, you know, these rappers and sold they soul. It's like, these niggas, I'm scared of these rap niggas. These niggas will motherfucking serve me up for 50 stacks. Let alone a million in some type of Bugatti. You got to know what you're in this shit for, man. What do you want? What do you want? You want some type of fame? You want to be famous? No shot. No shot. You want the glory? You want people to run around and kiss your ass? They're here. Is that what you want? Tell you this, my friend. Before you get that, you're going to have to do a lot of shit to get that. So that's what I'm trying to tell y'all, is it's easier just to make a song. Make a good song. And what's so hard about that? You're a rapper. You're a singer. You're some type of poet, blogger. Make a good blog. Make it, and that's how people will get at you. You do it one fan at a time. Word of mouth. You make that good song. You make that good poem. You post that good blog. And everybody's going to fuck with you. And it's going to be a word of mouth. And somebody's going to say, you know what? You need to check this guy out. You need to check this girl out. She posts some pretty interesting shit. Or, yo, what they said was some real shit. You know what I mean? You don't get it by talking about people because it only lasts for a couple seconds. Yeah, you're hot right now, but everybody's going to want to know is, where's your song? What's your song? Why do we give a fuck about you? Why should we give a fuck about you? What is your song for us to say, you know what, I want you to give, you got my attention for 3 minutes and 17 seconds. What is your fucking song? Let's go. See? You have no songs. I'm not saying you don't have no songs, but this is what I'm talking about. Music. If that's what you are, make music. You should be so deep in your motherfucking notebooks. You shouldn't even care about what's going on in this motherfucking around you. I know niggas gotta eat. Oh, believe me, the streets gotta eat. Go ahead and just say, look, man, we got a good thing going on down here. And we don't even know what we got. We don't even know what we got. But, hey, like I said, everybody's not meant to get along. I cut niggas off because I don't like their haircut. How about that? I'm a shady nigga. But at the end of the day, like I said, people don't got to hold hands and sing Kumbaya. But at the end of the day, man, people got a solid, solid movement, a solid following. People want to just do this competition shit. And I know the supporters want to say, man, I would love to go to the show with this guy, this guy, this guy. Everybody's on the bill. And everybody's just there just rocking out. And it's just the best concert of the world. You know what I'm saying? Or it's the best show, not a concert. Best show in the world. And I've seen them all in one setting. Like, that's dope to me. Like, I don't want to make this a, like, if I can see my man, Javier, AOG, fucking Serving Heat, fucking T-Grit, I Shine, fucking famous fucking Greg, my nigga, damn, nigga, high shit. My nigga Quizzle and the rest of the gladiators to do this shit for real all on one show, and I can sit in the crowd with a fine young white bitch that's about 23 years old and just watching the crowd, me and her sipping some type of cooler and watching these brothers perform, pause button. I fucks with that. I fucks with that. Now, I'm a support everybody's shit because that's what I do. But at the end of the day, I would love to just get that shit pop up. I know there's a lot of people that are like, man, move the fuck you. Man, fuck that nigga. And my man Cannonball Chris on that bill, too, because that nigga be grinding Tape Monster. But, like, at the end of the day, if I can have them niggas on the bill and just sit back, me and my white bitch, you know what I mean? A white bitch that has no idea about hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? And me and her chilling, I can say, yo, these niggas started from the bottom out of here. Oh, man, don't forget the liquor shot for my brother Long Loke all day. I ain't forget about that nigga. That nigga's in that mix. You know what I mean? All easy. But, you know, some type of shit at fucking Roosevelt Park with all the artists on the stage doing the damn thing. That will be dope to me, people. That will be dope to me. Change up sets, have the nigga DJ Dondi, have my man Big Zal DJ, the other DJs is down in this hot and popping, have a DJ battle. Thing, but everything is respectfully, everybody respects each other's work. And that's what it is about the rappers. The things you go through in your fucking hustle, in your struggle, in your rap shit, the other MCs is going through the same shit. They're going through the same shit. So if you sit back and tell another MC he ain't shit and you ain't this and you ain't that, you're almost shitting on yourself because he's going through the same shit you're going through. And I would love for the board to be open because I was, 'cause MC means move the crowd. MC means mic controller, master of ceremonies. And a lot of y'all ain't that. A lot of y'all really don't even know how to perform. You don't know how to put on a fucking show. It's you and your street homies up there, and everybody got a motherfucking microphone talking, can't even hear what the fuck you're saying. Study your craft, people. Whatever you do, whatever venture you want to get into, study your craft. Study your craft. There's some thing called Wikipedia. There's some fucking Google. Know what you're getting into. A homie of mine had a rap line. He said, know what you're facing before you put your face in. Know what you're facing before you put your face in. Know what you're getting yourself into, people. Whether it be some type of politics, some type of new age, some type of hip-hop, some type of music, some type of anything. Do your research and know what you're getting yourself into. And know that you're going to face a lot of bullshit before you get to what you want to get to. And on that note, I hope y'all have been educated. I hope I brought some type of objectiveness to the table. I hope everybody's safe. And we out of here. And I still powered through this shit without no bore. And if you called in and listened, I'm sorry. I couldn't get to you, but it's all to the good. But shout out to all the local gladiators and all the local artists that's doing their thing. And I'm out of here. Up and Smoke Radio, Smoke Dog Unchained. Peace out. We good, right?